KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Center Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I finally have my headphones back. Now, because it's not a fair thing, you can't really see. I mean, we take pictures and stuff. You can check us out on Instagram at TheBuzzKGRG, on Twitter, on Facebook, same tag. But it's a behind the scenes thing, right? You don't really see when I do or do not have my headphones, but it's kind of a big thing for me. I dropped $100 on the pair I have, but last week I didn't have them. It sucked. It's one of those things where I've been using these headphones for about a year now, and just not having them felt like it's like missing your arm or your hand or something. It's like going to paint or going to, I don't know, go play a sport and like go play basketball and you're not wearing your lucky shoes. It just doesn't feel right. So now that my headphones back, I can officially say 2016 sayonara, 2017 we're off to a good start. Speaking about good starts, this show, first show of the year, is going to be an awesome start to the beginning of the year. We got your geeky news as usual, first thing that we have in the morning. Then we've got your regular news every hour on the half hour. We got your word of the week. We're going to hash some things out. And then Derek and I, instead of doing our Friday show because of construction, we took Thursday out on our 21st. And we definitely have some stories to tell about that. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be around 8 o'clock or so. So I'm excited. Stay tuned on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. We'll be back with your geeky news after Bayside. I've been dead all day.
Geeky news.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's time for geeky news.
Yeah.
Hi, Danica. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. I'm
yeah?
Good. Yeah.
A little chilly outside, right?
Yeah, it's cold. I don't like it.
Me either. I wish it'd like go above 40 at least once this week, but nah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's okay. But some stuff that might warm you up. I'm pretty excited for this. Odd choice of words, but whatever. First story we got for your geeky news this morning is that Woody Harrelson, he could be playing Han Solo's mentor in the Han Solo Star Wars standalone film there. I'm excited. Like, Woody Harrelson was just sort of a guy to me. Like, I knew he was an actor, but...
I love Woody Harrelson, honestly.
I wasn't a fan until he was, like, that drunk dude in The Hunger Games. And
I mean, Zombieland, Corey.
And Zombieland, but, like...
There's, like, so many.
I guess he's done a couple of serious roles that I don't know, man. As long as he plays some drunk dude, I'm okay. But, yeah, he's in early talks with Lucasfilms about joining the standalone Han Solo movie. The report says that he's the top choice to play Han Solo's mentor, so we'll get to meet the man who helped teach Solo everything he knows in the smuggling business, which is pretty cool. If Harrelson ends up joining the cast in the film, he'll be joining Alden Ehrenreich, not sure who that is, but good on that guy. Donald Glover, that one's exciting.
Yes, I love Donald Glover.
Well, like, I know him as Childish Gambino, and then I know him from Community, and that's it. I haven't seen him do anything else.
He was in a couple episodes of Girls. He played Lena Dunham's boyfriend.
Okay. And then Emilia Clarke's also going to be part of it.
Yay.
And that's really exciting. Like, despite Terminator movie being just awful, she wasn't bad.
I didn't see that movie.
It was a bad movie, but she wasn't bad.
I'm just...
But yeah. Maybe she'll have dragons in this movie, too. Who knows?
I want her to have dragons in every movie that she ever does.
Right? That's super exciting.
Yeah.
And he seems like the type who could be Han Solo's mentor. I'm not sure who else could fit that role, actually. Like...
Yeah. I can totally see it.
Next news story we got. Ryan Reynolds says that there are outlines in stores for a number of Deadpool films.
All right.
So he's strapped in and ready to ride the Deadpool movie roller coaster for as long as the studio wants to keep making Deadpool films. In a recent interview with Vanity, the actor talked about wanting to get Hugh Jackman to reprise his Wolverine role in a Deadpool movie. It also reveals that they've already have several outlines and stories to tell the character beyond the sequel that is currently in development. He said, quote, I would love to play Deadpool for as long as they would let me to play Deadpool. We have outlines and stories for a number of different films. I have no idea if they can change Jackman's mind about a team up. It's the audience. I would exclusively exploit the relationship to get Hugh back for another one. It's hard to speculate where Ryan Reynolds and his team would take the character because there are so many different stories you could tell. They could take this in so many wild and crazy directions. And there's a couple that I'd be interested in. It'd be really, really weird. I'm not sure how well it'd go over, but there's one that I remember pretty well where one Deadpool in one universe goes to all the other Deadpools in it, like all the other alternate universes, and just starts killing them off one by one. So I would see a Ryan Reynolds versus Ryan Reynolds Deadpool movie. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you could also have the X-Men crossovers. He did a lot with Spider-Man, too. Like, Deadpool and Spider-Man are actually best friends. In fact, at one point, like, the first time Deadpool met Spider-Man, Deadpool convinced Spider-Man that he was Peter Parker from the future. So, like, I would watch that movie. I'd watch my face off of that movie.
Yeah, that sounds pretty great, actually.
Next one we have Injustice 2 and Mass Effect Andromeda release dates have supposedly been leaked after Microsoft Air. And these are two games that I have actually... I'm kind of looking forward to Injustice more than Mass Effect. But the release dates for both games have supposedly been leaked after an error by Microsoft. IBT reports that the dates for both games were spotted on a Microsoft website, which somebody actually took a screenshot of. It looks like the dates are March 28th and March 31st. So those are pretty close together for a couple of games, and those are weird times to release them, too. Even though the source isn't exactly reliable, it's possible that both dates could just be placeholders for the actual dates. Although, why not just put a question mark if it's a placeholder? So, March is a weird time for games because usually you have, like, those summer blockbusters just like with movies, and then you have, like, most of the big game releases happening in sort of the fall and fall and winter so that you can get those really big, like, Christmas gifts, right?
Yeah.
So, weird timing, but weirder things have happened. Again, more excited for Injustice than I am for Mass Effect. Mass Effect, my love for that game was just sort of, I sat down on a week vacation, like I had a paid vacation, and played those games, all three of them. It took me 48 hours to beat one of them, like the first one. Yeah, it was a scary, terrifying week for me.
Oh.
As far as Injustice goes, it's one of my favorite, like, have people over and play games. It's a fun fighting game.
I've never played either of these games.
That's the game I think I told you about where we played Edward 40 Hands.
Okay.
And we duct taped Four Locos to our hands and we played fighting games. It was some creative use of our tongues. And I had to sanitize those controllers afterwards.
Gross.
Right? Last news story we got, and this one's pretty exciting too because I really like Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange.
Yes.
He's going to be in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh.
And, like, Disney's confirmed it. It's not the biggest prize because of the end credit trailer, but Disney has confirmed that Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange will be back in the big screen this year as part of the ensemble for Thor Ragnarok. The Thor sequel, which lands in the UK in October, will now feature Doctor Strange alongside Chris Hemsworth, Thor, and Mark Ruffalo's Hulk. It's unclear how sizable Cumberbatch's role will be in the movie at this stage, and whether we're looking at a cameo or just something more substantive. But, you know, we'll find out when it happens, right? Elsewhere in Thor Ragnarok news, if you had doubts that the playing Hulk storyline was going to be woven somewhere into this upcoming movie, it seems that Mark Ruffalo's reprising of the Hulk then just might be dissipating. We already know that both Mank and Krug are likely to appear in the movie, both of whom are featured in playing Hulk comic book storyline. So that's exciting. I'm really excited. Again, Benedict Cumberbatch had that big end credit scene with Thor where he's just like, I need to find Odin. Where's Odin?
Odin.
Where is he? Where did my dad go? And Benedict Cumberbatch is like, I know where he is. Let's go find him.
Oh.
And Doctor Strange is that weird connector between like Earthbound Marvel movies and the more like universal ones where like Thor is actually an alien and then you have like Guardians of the Galaxy, so he's that missing link. But I'm excited. Let us know at the Buzz KJRG. Are you excited for Thor Ragnarok? Are you excited for Woody Harrelson? Because I think out of both those movie news is that's the most exciting. I can't peg anyone else down to be like a mentor for a young Han Solo. They still haven't announced who's going to play the role, though. So I'll have to figure out who my best guess is for that. We'll find out.
I have no idea.
Stay tuned. We got your regular news coming up next after a move to Bremerton by MXPX. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents the Voodoo Glow Skulls at El Corazon January 10th. If you want to win a pair of tickets to go see Voodoo Glow Skulls and more on their Devil's Threesome Tour, call us at 253-833-5004.
Sorry, homie, you still had the paper. I didn't know what it was for.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh, still man. Hungover, and it's 2017.
Right? It's a good thing to be, yeah. Right?
Dude, I drink January 1st. I was down in the Pedialyte.
Oh, man.
It was a lit time.
One lady who just had a weird time.
Oh.
This woman who decided to kick a deputy in the groin. I'm not sure you'd call that lit, but it's something.
All right.
A woman was charged with battery on a law enforcement officer Wednesday after she allegedly kicked a deputy in the groin. According to an arrest affidavit, the Lake County Sheriff's deputy knocked on the door of Benjamin M. Hoover's Blueberry Hills apartment in Leesburg to question him about a stolen vehicle. He was spotted through a window, but his roommate, Starlight Soto... Starlight.
Soto? Is it any relation to Andrea Soto?
I hope so. She answered the door and said that Hoover wasn't there. The deputy asked Soto to step aside so that he'd come in, but Soto reportedly pushed him back and refused to let the deputy inside. As the deputy forced his way inside, she reportedly kicked him in the groin and was arrested. Hoover was found in the bedroom where deputies said a large smoking device and baggies were in plain view. More drug paraphernalia and live ammunition were found in the house. The affidavit said that Soto admitted the couple had been doing methamphetamine in the home, with their 7-month-old baby present.
Oh.
Soto was charged with with resisting arrest and remained in Lake County Jail Thursday in lieu of $10,000 bail. Hoover, 35, was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Not surprising I'm sorry. That's aggravating.
Yeah.
Don't... If you're in trouble, don't kick the dude in the groin. You're only going to make things worse. Don't kick anybody in the groin.
Yeah, that's not nice.
No.
Don't do it.
Especially if you know you have, drug paraphernalia and stuff in the back. You cooperate, and maybe if you play nice...
Then they're gonna be real mad.
Right? Maybe if you play nice, you can just sort of be like, I don't know where he's at, man. Instead of, oh, you're looking for that guy, crawl out the window? Boom! Nut punch. Not a smart move. Next news story, we got a few people in Seattle... They got a raise a couple days ago.
Yeah, I was one of them. Hey.
Were you?
Yeah.
Look at you. Was it because of the $15 minimum wage?
Yes.
Was it really?
Yes.
I am so freaking jealous right now.
Yes.
That's right. A minimum wage of $15 an hour has started in Seattle for the city's largest employers. On January 1st, the $15 minimum wage became mandatory for every business that has more than 501 employees. From now until 2021, the wage increase will be phased in. And
it started at 11, around, I don't know what it is, downtown in Seattle, but, surrounding areas like Kent and stuff like that started at 11.
Well, it's ranging from 11 to 15, depending on the size area of the business.
Yeah.
So, the example, the article I'm reading, they give Ivers. Ivers is a huge company. Well over 500 employees.
Oh, yeah.
So they were forced to do the 15. But most Seattle area businesses are going to be around the 11. In fact, some places are 11.15. I think, actually, Tacoma just got bumped to 11.15 as well. And then you're slowly going to get bumped up to that 15.
Yeah.
So if you look at your paycheck and you see an extra bump in your paycheck...
That's why.
That's pretty dope. Last news story we got for this hour. A sick woman decided to order medicine from a fish and chip shop, which they delivered. In Belfast, Northern Ireland, a UK woman decided, she wasn't feeling that well. And instead of running to the store for medicine, she decided to have her food delivered to her and see if the driver would pick up some medicine on the way. Feely's Traditional Fish and Chips and Pizzeria posted a picture of the unusual order on its Facebook page. Under the notes section, the customer wrote, "Will you please stop in Spar on the way and get me some Benadryl cold and flu tablets, and I'll give you the money, only ordering food so I can get the tablets. I'm dying sick. XX.
Oh, okay, so one time I was at a friend's house, and we were all hanging out, and we ordered pizza, and we're like, "Homie, you want to stop and get some ranch, too, from Fred Meyer?" And he did.
Well,
it was great.
Recently at work, one of my coworkers went to a Seahawks game and got a free Papa Murphy's pizza, and then I had a free pizza from the Domino's reward thing. So we both ordered at the same time, and we put, like, his pizza showed up first, so I lost that one.
Oh.
But his delivery driver was relatively attractive. So we put a bet on my delivery driver and whether or not it'd be a dude or a chick and whether or not they'd be attractive.
Okay.
Ended up being a dude. He was all right. Like, he was a cool sport about it, too. Everyone was just... Half the group was sort of bummed because they lost the bet. And, like, it's weird to be bummed when a pizza dude shows up.
Yeah, that is a very weird thing to happen.
He was cool with it, though.
Like, food!
He was like, what's going on? Just like, oh, you're not a hot chick, so the dudes are just sort of, you know, depressed. But it's okay. I got pizza.
Yeah.
But luckily for this lady, the medicine was delivered to the alien customer identified by the Feelys on Facebook as Fiona Cuff. The restaurant manager, Alan Feely, said that, "I thought nothing of it at the time. I just asked one of the girls if they would go next door and get the Benadryl and cold and flu tablets," which they did. And that's pretty dope. You see a lot of really cool stuff when a restaurant does that, like, goes above and beyond.
Yeah.
They should get something back in return. Hopefully they sent a pretty big tip.
Hopefully.
Especially if the lady was only ordering food to get cold medicine. I've been that sick before. It sucks.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to leave the house. You're just sort of stuck in bed.
You just kind of want to lay there and die.
Oh, yeah. So, good on them. If this place was Nome in Ireland, I'd order from them. But that is your news for this hour. Stay tuned, because we do news every hour on the hour. And if you want to win some tickets to see the Voodoo Glow Skulls on their Devil's Threesome Tour at El Corazon, call us at 253-833-5004. That's going to be next week on Wednesday, January 10th. We'll be back after Circus Survive Shkima on 89.9 KGRG.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
The Interrupter, she got arrested on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. Time to hash some stuff out with some hashtags.
Sure.
While you eat some delicious hash browns. I don't know.
Bring me hash browns.
Right? Like, not gonna lie, McDonald's hash browns are my favorite.
Can we go to McDonald's, Corey?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So I get paid tomorrow, though, so.
Okay.
I'll have to wait. It's okay, though.
Okay.
It's okay. Start off this morning's hashtags. We've got hashtag best first date questions. That's a weird one. Like, those first date questions sort of set the tone for the rest of the relationship, right? At least, like, how awkward it could be for the rest of the night. So these are some pretty good ones. We got hashtag best first date questions. Do you play Pokemon Go? That's a fair one, right?
Yeah.
There was that whole, like, dating service a while ago just built around the damn thing.
Yeah. In the mall, I still see this is a Pokemon Go stop.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that Thursday we'll play every now and then. And I haven't played since, like, I came back from vacation during the summer.
Yeah.
Like, I found out my...
I was kind of over it pretty quick.
Yeah. Found out, like, my phone's GPS just sort of sucked, so I'm like, I'm done with this.
Okay, bye.
How long would it take you to buy an engagement ring?
That's a good question.
First date question. Hmm. It's kind of weird on a first date, though.
Right, though?
Yeah.
We also have... Ooh, what do we got? Second date?
Aw, that's cute.
Right, though? Next one we have is... I can't say that one, because that one's just weird.
Ooh. Oh my.
Yeah, I can't say that one at all.
I feel like I just read the one that you're looking at. No, I can't read any of these.
How many boys has your milkshake brought? Has your milkshake brought to the yard? Fair question. If the girl makes good milkshakes, I want to know, right? Like, if, or she makes terrible milkshakes. Does she know how to make milkshakes? I want to know this. And then we'll.
I'm just saying terrible.
These are just getting progressively worse. So we'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
Wow. I found one last appropriate one.
Okay.
Can I take your order?
Oh, it got weirder after that, homie. I'm just telling you.
Oh, boy. All right, next one we have is hashtag the best money I have ever spent. This one's pretty good. It wasn't mine. I enjoy spending other people's money. Like,
yeah.
Even if I don't get to keep the stuff, there have been a few times where one of my jobs will need to make, like, an off-supply run. They'll be like, all right, here's $80, go to, like, Staples or whatever and pick up some stuff. You get paid on the clock to go spend company money. It's a ton of fun. You get to sort of pick what sort of markers you want. And it's a lot of fun. Like, there's no better feeling than fresh pens. Fresh pens are the best, especially if, like, they've been missing for a while. We have hashtag the best money I've ever spent was on high-speed internet so I can download cat videos faster.
So in case you're wondering, $5 can convince your local wedding DJ to play Bass Nectar.
Okay. Sure.
Why not?
We have hashtag the best money I've ever spent was on an air compressor / blow-up doll combo.
Oh,
get on that guy. Get on that guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. We'll do last on this one. Was on shampoo after losing all my hair due to cancer last year. Oh. Bummer. Real big bummer on that one.
I'm sad now.
Next hashtag, we have hashtag unlikely axe body sprays.
Can't say that one.
I mean, you could say, you won't smell like a hipster douchebag. Definitely an unlikely axe body spray there, right?
Broken dreams like the sweat of Asian children making all of your stuff.
Sure.
Cool. Eight adorable puppies together in a cardboard box.
I'd smell like that. No, I wouldn't. I mean, there have been times where I have smelled like that, but I didn't want to. And it smells like puppies who have gone to the restroom.
Oh, I can't say that one.
Comic-Con is an unlikely axe body spray.
Curdled milk.
There you go.
Mother's hugs.
preachy vegan. Well, AKA just basically any hardcore show. I mean, you can listen to Dead Air every Thursday night, 10 to midnight. Broken Dreams, yeah, he did that one. Donald Trump! You just sort of smell like orange tan spray and, like, old dude, I guess.
Essence de chili.
Damp cardboard, there you go.
Scotch guard?
No!
Someone posted the Frasier logo and it just says tossed salad and scrambled eggs. Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, I want to die.
And then we'll do our last one. Hashtag, what Twitter has taught me. Something that personally Twitter has taught me. Don't follow back every person that follows you. Thursday informed me that's how you get Twitter herpes.
That is how you get Twitter herpes. Oh, Lord.
Back when Thursday was on the show, I had a bad habit of doing that. Like, I'd go on my phone and be like, oh, this person followed me. Sure, whatever. And then, like, I'd see Thursday, this was before we were living together, and she'd be like, why did you follow this person? Because they followed us. Duh. And she'd be like, that's a nude. That's a nude. That's a nude. I don't want to see nudes on the Twitter feed, Cork.
Account.
Unfollow this person right now.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I do that on, Instagram, too. Like, I'll get followed by someone, and then I'm just like, this is one of those cam girl things, and I'm like, okay, bye.
Yup. Hashtag what Twitter has taught me, 48 ice cream sandwiches are eaten every second in America.
Oh.
There you go. Don't try anyone if you have RIP names in your bio. People have no chill. Don't know what that means, but hey, there you go. Hashtag what Twitter has taught me, you can actually say a lot in 140 characters or less.
What Twitter's Tommy, to be sure you are too stupid to know you've lost an argument.
Fair.
Oh.
Last one I've got first is another personal one. You don't need to use words to communicate on Twitter.
True.
Like, not gonna lie, I don't get on Twitter very often, but when I do, my GIF game is strong. Like, I barely even type on anything, but it's like, there's a funny Phil Andrews gift, blah, 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 whatever. It's great. We'll be back with your word of the week after Bad Catholics by the Menzingers on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. You're listening to The Buzz on KGRG 89.9 FM. Without further ado, I bring you the word of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
89.9 KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. It's 7 o'clock on Wednesday, so it's time for your Word of the Week.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Word of the Week is where we find some words and we educate you a little bit. Increase your vocabulary.
Okay.
And this one's a little weird. It's depressive-aggressive. Little alliteration there for you.
Okay.
Depressive aggressive is when a person in a casual conversation drops extremely depressing information in order to derail the conversation to a more depressing state.
Okay.
Right? Took a pretty quick turn. Example we have is, hey, this restaurant is really great.
Yeah, my mom died here.
Yeah, but the time I was here, my ex punched me in the face. Well, F, that was way too depressive-aggressive. I mean, that's kind of funny. That's not depressive. That's not depressing at all. I'd laugh. But yeah, this is just sort of, oh, last time I went here, my mom died. Or, like, those sort of things. And yeah, that happens, man. But there's a time and a place for everything. For example, when we went to that Mariners game, that was actually the first baseball game I went to since my stepdad passed away. Because we used to go to Rainier's games all the time out in Tacoma, and that was a really big thing for us. He had season tickets, and we'd go during the summer and hang out, and he was really big into baseball back in the day. So after he passed away, it was kind of hard, honestly, to try to go any of those baseball games. But, like, I wasn't going to bring that in the conversation. I let Thursday know afterwards because it was a fun time, but it don't let that stuff slip up. And I mean, like I said, another thing that we did is we went to one of my stepdad's favorite restaurants. And this is my mom, my stepbrother, or not my stepbrother, my blood brother I was hanging out with. And we were just like,
ooh.
Yeah, remember how Mike used to do this and Mike used to do that? It wasn't depressing. It was just sort of a way to remember what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever been to those places or like, are there places that you avoid because, like, you went there with your ex or, like, you had a bad memory or something like that?
No.
You just don't give a F?
I just don't give a F. Like, I used to go to this restaurant with, my ex-boyfriend Sean all the time. And, like, he showed me this restaurant, like, I wouldn't have known about it if it wasn't for him. But, like, it's my favorite restaurant, so, like...
You don't just leave... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame you at all. But, I like, you don't bring up those X stories either. If it's funny, like getting punched in the face or punching him in the face, yeah, sure. But, I'm going to bring up a weird X story. She had a bad habit of always talking about her exes. Like, oh, this ex used to order this here. Or, oh, yeah, me and this ex went here this one time and did this. I'm just like, dude.
I'll bring up an ex, like, in conversation, like, but if the story, like, actually, like, involves me more, You know, like, one time, like, cause, I don't know, I like to give details, like, with people, like, who I was with or something at the time. I don't know.
But with her story, like, with her stories, it was just sort of a consistent thing. And it just sort of seemed like she never had a life outside of her ex.
Yeah.
And, like, at that point, it got pretty depressing. There are a few people around here who have a bad tendency of just be like,
yeah,
I'm going to bring up an inappropriate story or say something inappropriate to completely derail the conversation. It's just like,
okay,
maybe you should stop while you're kind of
ahead. We were having
a
good time, but I'm scared.
Right, though? And I get not knowing how to interact in conversation. I had a hard time doing it for a while. It's just sort of a thing you have to learn, and you have to learn how to read the room.
Oh boy, people are real bad at that here.
It's a skill. It's not something people are born with, and it's really weird.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be completely honest. It's a skill I didn't have for years. Like even during high school, I was always that really awkward kid who was just sort of like, guys, what are we talking about? But I've developed since, and I'd like to think I've gotten better about it.
Yeah.
Let us know. Do you know somebody who's aggressively depressive? Depressively aggressive, I guess, is the word of the week. Hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, at TheBuzzKJRG. We'll have the post of the word of the week up shortly. In the meantime, you got Note to Self by Modern Baseball on 89.9 KJRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Get ready, because it's story time, on The Buzz. KGRG 89.9 FM.
You're listening to The Buzz, and it's time to play a little game where Danica has a story that's missing a couple of words.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. If you want to participate, you can always hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, at TheBuzzKGRG, or call 253-833-5004. Weirdly enough, that's the same phone number you can call to win tickets to go see the Voodoo Glow Skulls at El Corazon on January 10th. That's like next week on Wednesday. It's part of their Devil's Three-Way Tour. So if you're into some awesome ska music and you want to be a part of that show, call us 253-833-5004. But let's get into story time with Danica.
Yeah. I'm going to need a verb ending in ing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? Emmett's protested it. I've protested it. It's sort of sucked lately because of how cold it's been outside, but let's do walking. Yeah, Emmett's not a big fan of the cold. In fact, like, he was wearing Thursday's scarf last night. It
Emmett
was adorable.
Is my spirit animal. Yeah, I saw that Snapchat. I need an adjective. Yeah.
Let's do adorable. And I'm just going to make all these about Emmett now.
Okay. I'm sorry. Type of food, plural.
Dog foods? That's a type of food? I guess? I mean, you could put dogs, I guess, but that'd just sort of be weird.
Number.
Emmett's number one.
Part of the body.
Tail.
Oh. Noun.
Noun. Do low-key. Because sometimes he's, like, low-key excited, and other times he's just sort of tired. It's hard to tell sometimes, but...
That's not really a noun. That doesn't really work with this.
Oh, right. It's the person, place, or thing. I'm terrible at this.
Yeah.
We'll do a tennis ball. Tennis ball's a thing. Because low-key would be an adjective, and I'm bad at English.
Adverb.
Oh, man. Well, do you quickly? Because you whip out his treats and he comes running quickly.
Yes. Verb.
Verb. Well, do you jump? He likes to jump up on people. Depending on the person, they're down with it. He's not as excited to see me come home anymore.
Oh.
It's kind of depressing. He's just like, oh, look, you came back. Cool.
You do that every day. What do you want from me?
Right?
Part of the body.
We'll do nose.
Oh. I thought you were going to say nose or pet spots.
He does have pet spots. Like, he has specific spots, like, literal spots on his back, because he's white with black spots that he likes getting pet.
Type of liquid?
Screw it, we'll just go urine.
Okay.
Why not?
Verb ending in ing.
Verb ending in ing. We'll do swimming. Found out he likes swimming.
It's cold.
I mean, this wasn't a recent thing. Like, this was probably a week after we got him.
Oh.
We took him down to Titlow Beach, and, like, he saw some seagulls. And he's like, I want those birds, man.
Adjective.
We'll do low-key on that one.
Okay. Verb ending in ing.
All these verbs, man. Verb ending in ing. We will do... I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think of a verb that describes Emmett.
Pooping.
We'll do pooping, sure. He doesn't do a whole lot of that, but boy, when he does.
He does it good. Plural noun.
Plural noun. We'll do treats.
Treats. Okay. So you ready for this story? Burger eating contest. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Here are Jean's tips for competitive walking.
Sure.
Do. Know your food. These are adorable differences between speed eating hot dogs versus dog foods.
I've watched some, like, competitive hot dog eating competitions.
That's a lot.
Those are freaking intense.
That's a
lot. I couldn't do it. Like, I was trying to eat while watching it. I couldn't keep up.
It's a lot. Two, if the contest is 1 minute or more, you should train your tail to hold more food.
Sure.
Number three, time yourself using a tennis ball. Practice to see how quickly you can eat something and then try to jump your own record. I feel like Emmett actually wrote this story. Don't put too much in your nose at once. Two, don't forget liquids. Have a cup of urine in reach.
No!
It helps to moisten the food and make swimming easier.
Oh, those competitive eating dudes, they'll do weird stuff like that. Like, they'll do the whole, like, colostomy bag tied to their leg.
Number three, don't make yourself low-key. There's nothing worse than pooping all over yourself in front of your treats and family. Trust me, I know.
I don't want to poop myself in front of my family.
And treats. That was story time today.
Oh, man. Don't poop yourself in front of your family.
Emmett, I love you.
We got your news coming up next after Voodoo Glow Skulls. Say hello to my little friend. Because Emmett's my little friend.
Oh.
You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGG.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Voodoo Glow Skulls, I don't know if it's Saturday, maybe, January 10th at Elk Grove Zone, all ages. Call right now, 253-833-5004, and get your pair, because why not? It's going to be lit. I'm tired.
It's like a Wednesday or something. In fact, I'm pretty sure it is Wednesday.
Wednesday!
It's Wednesday! And that was an awful joke, I'm sorry.
I want to die.
Me too. It's time for this hour's news, and these news stories are going to be a doozy.
Doozy.
We'll start off easy and work our way up, because by the end of this newscast, you'll be afraid to use the bathroom.
God damn it.
First news story we got. Seattle residents are getting mailed the nation's first publicly financed vouchers for campaign donations.
Okay.
This is important because... You know, some of us are adults. Some of us vote. I am an adult, but I didn't.
Corey.
I've worked a voting poll before, okay? Luckily, the only poll I've ever worked, but I've worked a voting poll, and I'm going to let you know right now, it was super depressing. Easiest money I've ever made, though. Yeah. But a 500,000 democracy vouchers, that sounds awesome, are being mailed to Seattle residents beginning today as a part of the nation's first program in public campaign financing. Seattle residents who are registered voters will automatically receive four $25 vouchers used towards one of the city's three races in 2017. For those who are not registered to vote, they can apply to receive the vouchers as long as they are legal permanent residents of Seattle. So, how these work is, they're not like checks or money that you can spend in other places. They're vouchers that you use to finance other campaigns. And you can just sort of blow your load all in one race, like the first race of the year. You can be like, I'm giving all $100 to this candidate. Or you can spread it out throughout the year, or you can spread it out throughout candidates. Like, it doesn't all have to be the same person. If you're a Democrat, it doesn't all have to go to a Democratic candidate. Same race, you can give it to a Democrat, a Republican, and an Independent.
Okay.
The thought behind it is it's supposed to, eliminate big spenders in elections and just sort of give everybody a chance to receive some money.
Nice.
So, if you're in Seattle and you're planning to run for office in Seattle, you and your friends can all pull your democracy vouchers and use it as your campaign finance.
Let's go.
Right?
Let's have Emmett run.
Dude, I vote for Emmett, and I bet a bunch of other people would, too.
She's like, I have pet spots, and you may pet them, and that is my platform.
He likes to cuddle?
He does.
Like, I came home from work on New Year's, like, the first, at, yeah, like, 7 a.m., and he was just sort of cuddling with a pile of drunk people in my living room.
I can just see Emmett, like... Like, well, I am a good boy, so vote for me.
Right. Speaking of politics, our next news story. A congressman's son got grounded for dabbing during the swearing-in photo with Paul Ryan.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
On a day filled with pomp and circumstance and photo ops meant to commemorate... I can't say words.
Commemorate.
Pomp and circumstance, leave it to the youth to out-ridiculous everyone else. After House Speaker Paul Ryan officially swore in the 115th Congress Tuesday, he began an hours-long photo op with members and their families. Newly minted Representative Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican, got more than he bargained for in his photo, despite being a father of four with what is likely a newly tuned nonsense radar. One of the younger marshals decided to take full advantage of his front and center position by dabbing.
Oh my god.
Oh man. For those of you who don't know, dabbing is an upper body movement made popular by Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton and made embarrassing by former Representative Loretta Sanchez during a political debate.
Yeah. I see kids at Baby Fight Club doing that all the time and I'm like, stop it.
Really? The younglings are dabbing?
The younglings are dabbing.
Oh, man. And what's funny is Paul Ryan didn't get it.
Of course he didn't.
He said, quote, do you want to put your hand down? Quote, you gonna sneeze? That it? He even admitted on Twitter later, here's an official tweet, just finished swearing in photos, nearly 300 members, countless cute kids, still don't get what dabbing is, though.
Oh man.
And then Dr. Roger Marshall, who got sworn in, replied, just so you know, at Speaker Ryan, he's grounded. Could you imagine that? Like, I'd be mortified if, like, super important photo, probably one of the biggest photo ops of your life, you're standing there with the Speaker of the House, which is huge, and your kid's just there looking like
dabbing.
An idiot.
Yeah.
This is weird coming from me.
To do.
Cause I'll randomly dab at work.
There's a time and a place.
Exactly. Oh man, like if I did that, my parents would not only ground me, they'd like swat the living hell out of me.
Yeah.
And then as promised, the new story to make you afraid to ever use the bathroom again.
I'm scared.
Animal control pulled a young anaconda out of a toilet in a Virginia apartment.
My anaconda don't want
Unless you got poo, hun. I guess, like, you're gonna hover anyways, right?
Yeah.
But the Animal Welfare League of Arlington says that not only did someone lift a toilet seat and find a snake inside, it was a 4 to 5 foot long anaconda.
Oh.
Right? That's huge. The Welfare League says Officer Brent White was able to safely capture the snake after being called out around 4 p.m. on Tuesday, December 27th. The snake was discovered in a toilet in an apartment building on 31st Street in Arlington. The Animal Welfare League wouldn't give out the exact address, but spokeswoman Chelsea Lindsay says it believed that the snake came from somewhere in the building it was found. Lindsay says it's likely that the snake either escaped or was let go by someone and then slithered through the building's pipes until it wound up in the toilet. The snake is a juvenile yellow anaconda. When fully grown, it can grow up to as large as 13 feet long and can weigh more than 100 pounds.
I want one.
Right? It's not venomous, but can be dangerous when they are adults.
I want one.
And since it's an anaconda, it's one of those snakes that it'll just sort of constrict. So it'll wrap around its prey and then just sort of suffocate it.
He just wants to hug you.
But if I was in that apartment complex, I would never go poo again. Like, not in my apartment, not my neighbor's apartment.
Would you get one of those like potty training things that people get their kids and just poop in that and then like put it in the toilet?
Or like a bedpan?
Yeah.
But I'm not a big snake person. Like, between the biting and the constricting and
like
the venom.
Snakes.
They're cool to look at, not gonna lie. And they're super interesting, just I don't want to own one as a pet.
I like snakes. I had like a big one on my shoulders. I felt like Britney Spears. It was great.
I'm more of a lizard person.
You would be.
Like, I want a bearded lizard, or a bearded dragon. Mickey from Mike and Mickey After Dark, she has one named Stefano. He's adorable.
Lizards are for bitches. Just kidding, Mickey. I love you.
And then there's one that I found at PetSmart called a water dragon.
Oh.
Right? Sounds epic. And depending on the size of its container, those things can get massive.
Wait, it depends on the size of its container?
Yeah.
Like, if it has a small container, it won't get bigger?
Yeah.
How does science work?
So, like, if you have it in, like, a little mini aquarium, it's not going to get that big. But if you have it in a massive one, or if you just let it roam around the house, it's going to get huge.
Please let it roam. I wanted it to get so huge you could ride it into battle.
And, like, growing up, I did a book report on Komodo dragons. Also sound epic, right?
Those are huge.
But those have so much bacteria in their mouth that they just sort of... If they bite you, it's not technically poisonous.
But it's not good.
But no, it'll kill you.
It's not a good time.
So, depending on where you're at, have fun using the restroom this morning. Maybe do a dab. We'll be back
maybe
after...
Not.
Good riddance on 89.9 KGRG-FM.
Not at all.
You're listening to The Buzz.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
Six-pack. 89.9 KGRG-FM, you're listening to The Buzz. It's time for our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome. Occasionally not so awesome.
Yeah.
And 2016 is over, but that means it's the perfect time to look back and just sort of review some of the things that the internet blew out of proportion.
Yes.
This morning's six-pack is going to be the top six things the internet blew out of proportion in 2016. And there was a lot, like, between the European Union, Britain leaving the European Union.
Brexit.
Brexit, you had Donald Trump. Getting elected president and all the stuff that happened during the whole election process. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened, but nothing compares to some of the stuff the internet decided to freak out over. For example, number six. A dad joke decided to change somebody's life.
Wait, what?
Yeah, when Rudy Pantoja Jr. said his name was Hugh Mungus to an activist at his local city hall, he wasn't expecting the woman behind the camera to start screaming and claim that he had sexually harassed her with a quote-unquote dad joke.
This just makes me hate people.
Right? Even more surprising, after the video of him making the dad joke went viral, people on the internet banded together to help him pay his medical bills and get his work truck running again. After becoming aware of Rudy's medical and car issues during an online interview, Ethan Klein of H3H3 took it upon himself to open a GoFundMe account in the name of Humongous to pay for Rudy's medical bills.
That's perfect.
Ethan set a goal of $10,000, which was quickly smashed as the internet raised nearly $150,000 for Rudy in 1 month. Like, lady, if you're gonna overreact to something, don't overreact over a stupid joke. I've made worse jokes than that, and I haven't been paid $150,000
like,
yet.
If that offends you, like, just go lock yourself in your apartment and don't have a TV, a radio, or a computer or a phone, because, wow.
Right?
You're just going to be real upset all the time.
How about I give you something to be offended about? Number five, and this is going to make you feel just real gross real quick. Virtual reality got censored. Only it really didn't. When Sony announced their PlayStation VR was one of the first questions from the consumers was, would it do pornography? When Sony refused to comment, rumors swirled that people wouldn't be able to enjoy some adult films with a $400 device, which simply was not okay with the internet. When the headset was finally released, the rumors got worse.
Oh, God.
With Japan getting the headset and games first, streamers went to work to see what shenanigans they could get away with. Surprisingly, a black screen with some Japanese text would appear whenever they seemingly got too close to a female character or tried to look up a skirt. The internet immediately took this as censorship and proclaimed that freedom to look at a virtual undies was dead. In reality, the black screen was just text informing the player that they weren't in view of the VR camera and couldn't be properly tracked. No censorship had occurred, yet the news continued to circulate that it had. People are scumbags.
Like, honestly.
Like, if you're gonna get a... What you do in the privacy of your own home, I get it is your own thing, but don't get upset over that, man. Like, especially the PlayStation VR, it's meant to play video games. You freaking nasties.
Like, I know it has, like, ratings of, like, not suitable for children, but, like, kids are going to play these games. So.
Right? And there's specific games like the Batman one where you have to pretend to be Batman.
Yeah.
You're not going to do, like, your Batman fanfic, all right? You're going to be Batman through a batarangs round.
Let's just not be creepy and play the game like it was intended.
Right? Don't try to get freaky with Catwoman, please.
Ooh, girl.
Number four. The internet raised $22,000 to protect a dead bear. In 2014, a video appeared online showing a bear walking on its hind legs. Dubbed Petals, the bear became an internet sensation.
Petals! That's cute.
Right?
Aww.
And the New Jersey Wildlife Foundation went about trying to figure out why the bear walked that way. When they located the bear, they found out it had suffered injuries to its front paws and walked upright out of necessity.
Aw, buddy.
The internet sprang into action to get Petals the help it needed. Amassing $22,000 and 300,000 signatures on a petition, the group attempted to get the bear moved to a wildlife reserve in New York, but they were told no. Instead, the state of New Jersey used the money to build Petals' own enclosure and rehabilitate the bear. Unfortunately, by the time everything fell into place, Petals had been killed during a 2016 bow hunt.
Petals.
Right? Of course, the internet wasn't happy about the news and promptly attacked a random hunter. He received death threats and had his private information posted online, even though the hunter said that he hadn't killed Petals. Like, that's super depressing, man.
I'm really sad and I'm about to cry.
The entire internet banded together to help this poor bear that was just sort of walking on its hind legs because its poor little feet was hurt.
I'm upset.
Man, if you're upset, that's number is 6 through 4 only. We still have numbers 3, 2, and 1 to get through. 89.9 KGRG FM. Let us know what your responses are to these 6 packs so far. We have the dude who made $150,000 on a dad joke. We have some perverts and their VRs, and then the dead bear who unfortunately made $22,000. We'll be back with number 3, 2, and 1. After a Warriors code by Dropkick Murphys, you're listening to The Buzz.
And now, back to the six pack.
89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. And we're in the middle of our six pack, our top six list of things that are awesome, not so awesome. And this morning's it's all about those internet triggers, right?
I'm still upset.
It's the top six things that the internet blew out of proportion in 2016. Just a little retrospective. To review, number six was a lady who got a little offended over a dad joke. When a dude went to a city hall meeting under the name Humongous, he ended up getting $150,000 to pay off his medical bills and fix his work truck. You had a bunch of perverts who got really annoyed when they found out, or when they thought that the internet was trying to censor the VR thing, when in fact, it was just them getting too close.
Just wanted to look at the ladies.
If you're that desperate, man, try to talk to a lady. Go to a strip
club. Get actual porn.
Go to a strip club. Right? Don't try to fetishize my Batman games.
Yeah.
And then number four was poor old Petals ended up dying before he could get any of that $22,000 he ended up getting a GoFundMe account
from. I'm upset still.
Right? Poor Petals. Oh, man. That's just upsetting. Number three is going to be a pretty recent one. Danica, can you remember that guy, Ken Bone?
No. I probably remember him once you describe what he did or who he is, but then just the name, no.
Well, Ken Bone wore a red sweater and feels the wrath of the internet. After the presidential town hall debate, the internet collectively decided to latch on to an audience member named Ken Bone. They made him out to be some sort of American sweetheart simply because he looked unique. During the height of Bone's popularity, he decided to do an Ask Me Anything AMA on Reddit, where people could ask him questions. So for those of you who don't remember, he was that guy during one of those presidential debates. I forget if it was like the second or the third one, where like he had his little mustache, he wore a white tie, red sweater. He's just sort of adorable little fat guy.
Hey, Ken Bone.
He ended up like blowing in popularity. Somebody made a Halloween outfit. And it sold out immediately, and then porn company even asked for the rights, or even asked him to like do a movie, and like they were gonna pay him a bunch of money. Well, during his AMA, Ken used his own private account to answer questions instead of making a separate account. This allowed people to dig through his post history.
Oh God!
Learning his fetishes, his opinions on national events, and of course,
God.
The fact that he had seen Jennifer Lawrence nude and enjoyed it.
Oh, God.
Although nothing in his post history was actually that terrible besides the creepy Jennifer Lawrence thing, the internet turned on him, declaring him a monster and trying their best to ruin him. One of the quote-unquote news websites even skewed his post to make him seem like he actively hated rape victims before the site was forced to delete his article. All because he wore a red sweater. You gotta think about that sort of stuff, especially when you blow up like that. When he blew up, he knew it. He got interviews on, like, Good Morning America and stuff like that. You don't use your personal accounts for that sort of thing, man.
No.
You get into the public eye and everything becomes public, unfortunately. Number two. Microsoft made a bot that learns, and they promptly killed it.
Yeah, that's like how you let the machines win.
That's exactly how you let the machines win. But in March of 2016, Microsoft released Tay, an AI that took the form of a 19-year-old girl who could talk with Twitter users online and learn from her chats. 16 hours later, Microsoft decided to kill Tay, as she insisted that the Holocaust didn't happen and said some other things that simply aren't radio-friendly. Tay could certainly learn things from her conversations, but Microsoft neglected to put any sort of filter on the AI. Unprepared for what the internet might do, Microsoft included a way for people to ask Tay to repeat whatever they wanted without anything to censor the program. The company essentially attached its name to an account and gave free access to anyone who wanted to spout whatever horrible things they could think of. Shortly afterward, Tay's account was forever set to private, and Microsoft apologized for the failed experiment.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine that? It said some, like, I remember seeing it and I saw a couple of its posts. It said some very racially insensitive things.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad. You don't realize just how terrible of a place the internet is until you let them do whatever they want.
And how powerful it is, too, like, honestly.
Like, it was last year when we read the story about Boaty McBoatface, where a company wanted the internet to decide the name of their boat. And they're like, you know what? We're going to name it Boaty McBoatface. And the company said no. And the internet got pissed. Because they put it up for a boat. It won the popular vote, man.
It's because people are stupid.
I wanted Boaty McBoatface to win. Number one should be pretty obvious. I'm going to let you take a quick guess on what you think it is.
Harambe.
It is Harambe. Harambe the gorilla... who sparked death threats.
Oh, gosh.
In May of 2016, a young boy fell into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo, forcing a zookeeper to take the life of Harambe, a 17-year-old gorilla that had grabbed the boy. While the gorilla's death was still fresh, more than 500,000 people signed a petition and created a Facebook page to get the child's parents charged in connection with the events surrounding the gorilla's death. The things quickly spiraled out of control when the parents' personal information was leaked. They and their 3-year-old son began receiving death threats. Even 3 months later, the zoo felt that they had to make a statement asking people to stop making light of an event and end the harassment. Of course, their plea didn't work. Harambe actually saw a resurgence during the 2016 election as a false internet rumor came out that over 11,000 voters had written in the gorilla's name when voting for the next U.S. president. Like, despite being a dead gorilla, this gorilla wouldn't die.
Yeah.
And it was one of my favorite things to make jokes of. Like, it was something really stupid.
Yeah.
I wasn't making death threats, but you know what? I was making those.
You were whipping things out for Harambe.
Exactly. Even, like, back when Thylas was here, there's a photo on her Instagram where she wrote hashtag things out for Harambe. It was one of those silly things.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the people who went super insane over it. I understand the... Like, there was this whole... I don't want to get into it. Like, how do you choose an animal life over human life and blah, 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 blah. The kid deserved it. He fell in. How dare the parent be so irresponsible? Yeah, there's that sort of stuff out there. But, like, sending death threats to a 3-year-old man...
That's a lot.
They're not going to understand it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be... real blunt about this. If you send a death... If you send anything to a 3-year-old, man, they're not gonna read it. They can't read it.
Yeah.
But that was our six-pack this morning. The top 6 things the internet decided to overreact about in 2016. If there's something we missed, or if there's something you want to weigh in on, hit us up on the Buzz at Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, at the Buzz KJRG. Or you can call us 253-833-5004, make a song request, and while you're at it, win yourself a pair of tickets to see the Voodoo Glow Skulls at El Corazon on January 10th.
Do it.
We'll be back after Loser by Beartooth on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. 89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. And instead of doing the show on Friday, because of, like, construction stuff... And it's been bad. Like, when we left on Thursday, our ceiling lights, like, they're the fluorescent ones, they're just sort of hanging from the ceiling in front of the, like, one exit we have now.
Yeah, and, like, they had closed off the door to exit, so we're like, if we got a fire, man, we effed. And then I woke up from a nap, and I was like, Corey, I have to pee, but I don't know if I'm allowed to go outside.
And so we decided to... you know what? Take Thursday out for her 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And it was...
lit.
It was definitely lit. It was one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had, like, bar hopping.
It was very weird.
So the night started off with us going to Jazz Bones in Tacoma, which I thought would be fun.
You gotta start it before that.
Do we?
The Uber.
Oh my god. I almost forgot about that guy. So, all right, we'll start with the Uber then. We decide to be responsible and take an Uber.
Yeah.
This guy looks like...
Gandalf the Grey.
Gandalf mixed with a little Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Like, that's he had like the dreads going on.
That's the perfect description, to and be like, honest.
He had the headband and everything. He wore some glasses, and he was a really, really nice car.
Yeah.
And homeboy is all about, like, those 5 stars. He was all about going, getting that money, picking up those scary bar goers or whatever.
And telling us how to legally buy shrooms.
Yeah. I don't know how it came up. I don't remember how it came up, but homeboy's just like, you know what?
It just he brought it up, I think.
You can either grow shrooms in your your closet or whatever, and just, you know, you don't burp it. I was like, what does this guy mean?
I have no idea what that meant. I was
how
like,
how do you burp mushrooms?
I don't know. I was like, okay.
But if you don't burp them, then they stay underground and they're legal. Or you can go onto this website and you give us the website. And you can just buy them online this way, and they have party packs or whatever.
Party packs.
It's like, okay, sure, buddy.
I was like, all right.
And then we finally got to Jazz Bones. And I'm not quite sure how to describe this. It was like some sort of weird mating dance.
Yeah, people were upside down.
Like, this lady was trying to do handstands on this dude.
I was just getting really annoyed because, like, I would, like, accidentally bump into someone and they'd be like, are you a baby girl? And I was like,
really?
I'm sorry that I accidentally bumped into you.
I didn't even know about this. I'm sorry.
That's why I was getting irritated. And then I was like, if somebody calls me baby girl one more time. And then that's why T2 was, like, awkwardly dad hitting on me, like, as a joke, just to make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, because we were in, like, the extra $5 whatever VIP section upstairs.
Yeah.
And watching some pretty lit ladies trying to do their mating dance, and then they're, like, a bunch of bros upstairs.
Yeah.
And it went from pretty empty to, like, super packed pretty quick.
Super packed! And I was like, yeah, and then we all got kicked out.
Yo! So we decided to go out back and get some quote-unquote fresh air with Thursday.
Eat and some of that devil's lettuce.
Like, this dude and his, I assume, date for the evening? Or maybe it was his sister, who knows?
I don't know.
They decided to join us, like, whatever. And we told them, hey, it's Thursday's 21st. And they're like, that's awesome, here, you want a beer? It was like a Bud Light bottle with barely anything in it.
Yeah, it was like an empty bottle.
It's like, I'll hold on to this for you, buddy, but I don't think she's gonna drink it. And then, yeah, security guard comes around and just like, you guys can't be hanging out back here.
And I was like, well, I'm going to go pay my tab and get my debit card back so you can just step aside.
And then he wouldn't let me back into the bar.
I was super sassy. I was like, I'm going to go pay my tab or you can pay it for me.
It was awkward. This is the first time I've ever been kicked out of a bar. Like, I didn't know how to react, man.
It wasn't even weird. We did anything.
No, he's just like, you're cut off.
Like, okay. That dude handed you that empty bottle, and then, like, 30 seconds later, that dude was like, nope.
Sure, whatever. So we went to someplace a little bit more fun. We went and played some pinball. And that's where we found out Thursday's really, really good at drunk pinball.
Oh, boy.
Like, we found a booth. I ended up posting out in the booth because I was, too drunk to taste this chicken.
Oh.
Yeah, I was pretty lit, man. Like, by the time we got to the pinball place, I was gone. So we hung out, and we were having a conversation while Thursday was just off doing her thing. It was pretty dope.
Yeah. Me and your roommate made that coaster House of Cards.
Right! Thursday and I, our roommate Josh joined us, and yeah. That was pretty sweet.
And JP was there, and T2. It was a fun time.
After that, we decided to go get some food, as you do. And what's better than greasy Mexican food?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And Memos was pretty hoppin'. So hoppin' that a group decided to evacuate their cars.
And have a brawl in the street.
Right? It started off with a couple people. Like, it was just one dude got out of his car and then another dude did.
I saw, like, dudes throwing punches and then, like, girls getting, like, all catty and, like, in each other's faces. And I was like, whew.
Did you Snapchat some of it? Or, like, at least after,
I Snapchatted myself. And I was like, I saved it to my memory, so I was like, it's going down.
The worst part of it was we were stuck. We were stuck in line. So, like, even if we wanted to, just to avoid the whole awkwardness, we couldn't leave.
Yeah.
It was bad.
And there was that dude that was, like, trying to back out of, like, the awkward parking lot. And, like, the other guy was, like, guided him for, like, probably, like, a good 30 feet. That's a long way to guide someone.
Well, you know what, Danica? We might have to do it all again this month.
Why?
Because I had my birthday this month.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'm super excited. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. If you want to send me some birthday suggestions, man, how do you think we should party? That's at the buzz on Twitter and Facebook.
I'm scared for these suggestions.
I'm excited. Like, preferably no strip clubs. I'll accept that somebody's just suggested a couple of times, but, like, do something fun. Like,
let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Dude, there's a like, 24-hour bowling alley and mini golf place that I might just go do. But let's see what the suggestions come up. Again, what should I do for my birthday? That's coming up at the end of the month. At the Buzz on Facebook, on Twitter. We'll be back after Green Star by Pairs on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Voodoo Glow Skulls on their Devil's Three-Way Tour at El Corazon on January 10th. If you want to win tickets, these are free tickets. That's 253-833-5004. 253-833-5004. The show is next week on Wednesday.
Do it.
At least if we did our day math right.
Do it.
Right? Give me a dope show. But speaking of musicians and relevancy, I just found out about this. Like, I just saw the story a couple minutes ago, and it's a doozy. Supposedly, Chris Brown challenged Soulja Boy to a boxing match.
Oh my god. I mean, we already know he can punch. I'm sorry, that was a bad joke. I'm so sorry.
Oh man. I mean, I figured one of us would make him a damn.
I'm at the point of crippling sleep deprivation. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth.
But things are quickly transpiring in the Soulja Boy x Chris Brown beef. The beef hasn't dissipated since it began late last night, prompting Chris Brown to hop on Instagram as soon as he woke up, where he challenged Soulja Boy to a boxing match. Brown also put Soulja Boy's phone number on blast, revealing a text message conversation with the rapper. Soulja has since responded all of this, showing off his phone numbers on his phone, possibly Breezy's. I don't know what that sentence is supposed to mean, but sure.
I have no idea.
In an Instagram video that preceded this, Soulja Boy readily accepts Brown's boxing challenge and tells him to get Adrian Bronner on the phone.
You.
Right? Like, I didn't know they were bringing celebrity boxing back. But what if these
that
two...
That was a thing?
Yeah.
Why?
You didn't know about celebrity boxing? It wasn't like celebrity versus celebrity. It was celebrity versus like actual boxer, and very rarely did it end well. But yeah, man, that was the thing.
That sounds stupid.
But what have these two dudes done? Like, since Chris Brown is no longer dating Rihanna and Soulja Boy is no longer
telling him,
right? Like, do you guys honestly not have anything better to do?
At work, they played that song, like that Soulja Boy song, though the only one that like anybody actually knows. And I was like, I feel like it's 2006 again.
Right, and you gotta get down. Like, you hear those random songs. I forgot what one it was when we were at Jazz Bones, but like, that song popped on. It's like, yo!
I forgot what it was, though.
But other than that, you don't listen to that song unless it's like on somebody's Pandora playlist or somebody's playing it like ironically.
Yeah.
I don't even remember any of Chris Brown's songs. I think I remember the Run It song or whatever.
For whatever reason, I remember a good 70% of the dance that went along to the Soulja Boy song. And I am ashamed.
Chris Brown used to be able to dance, too. So it could be a good boxing match, man. Like, boxing
they're just
going to
dance. They're just going to have a dance-off.
Well, boxing's all about footwork. And
if
these dudes can still move, it could be an interesting fight. I'd watch it. Next news story we got. German man woke up to find out his front door was walled up overnight.
Wait. What?
A German man woke up to find his front door had been walled up overnight.
That happened to me here at the station.
Right?
I took a nap and then, like, there wasn't a door anymore.
Well, the police say a man in Western Germany ran into a wall literally as he opened his front door to leave his house earlier this week. The man was heading out of his house in Mannhausen near Frankfurt on Monday morning, but found that unknown perpetrators had, it seems like quietly and without attracting anyone's attention, built a wall in the doorway during the night.
That's weird. That's a weird thing to do, people.
Right?
I don't...
He had to tear down the wall to leave. A police statement said that the man must have felt like a Berliner in August 1961, referring to East Germany's unannounced sealing of its borders with the Berlin Wall.
Oh, man.
Police spokesperson Ingbert
Zacharias
told the news agency DPA late Tuesday night that officers didn't know whether it was a prank or a dare or an act of revenge.
That's a good prank, to be honest. That's like... It's a lot of effort, but, like, it's a good prank.
Right? I'm not sure if, like, I'd do it to an old dude, but I want to figure out how to build a wall. Like, I've seen some videos of people doing weird stuff. Like, there's a dude whose buddies encased him in beer cans and then woke him up so that when he woke up, he freaked out and burst out of a, basically a beer can coffin. Those sorts of pranks are funny, but, like, pranking an old dude and sealing him in his house?
It is
cool.
A heart attack.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Next news story we got. A would-be car thief leaves his ID inside a vehicle that he tried to steal.
Okay.
Right? Probably not the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
You often hear of dumb criminals whose mistakes lead to their arrests. Well, that classic tale hits close to home for one Metro car owner who said a would-be car thief left a piece of evidence behind that made it pretty easy to identify him.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, if you're going to steal a car, don't have your actual driver's license. Get a fake one that says McLovin on it, right?
Yeah.
The man left his ID in the car. Fox 4's Sean McDowell spoke to the car owner, who couldn't believe the mistake. Honestly, the owner said it's a piece of crap car, and she bought it for $300.
Ooh. It's cheap.
And then, the guy is standing there, and he says, "I'm on drugs."
I mean, yeah.
Right? When two strangers asked Lewis for a car ride Christmas night, she erred on the safe side and said no. It wasn't until the next day that she made a discovery. She found the same guy's ID on the floorboard of her 85 Oldsmobile. She said she parked the car on the street after spending Christmas evening at the movies. On Monday morning, she found the ignition switch on and her steering column had been broken off. The ID belongs to a man who lives in Independence. Yeah. I mean, I forget my ID places and I forgot my wallet places, but...
Never in a car that you've attempted to steal?
Exactly. Not while I'm committing a crime. You'd think that'd be, like, crime committer 101? Exactly.
Yep, it's back to school time, kids. Like,
you wear gloves so you don't wear prints, and you don't carry any sort of identification. You wear a ski mask.
The do's and the don'ts depend on the type of crime you're committing.
Fair, and I've watched enough, like... Law and Order.
Dexter. I'm sorry.
Sorry, that too. Watched enough Law and Order to know what to do.
Yeah. Watched enough Cops to know not what to do.
Yeah, step one, don't live in Tacoma.
God.
Last news story we got. The Titanic should have never been put to sea after a coal fire in the hold, a documentary concludes.
They'll never let go, Jack.
Right. Ever since the Titanic sank more than 104 years ago, it's been 104 years. That's
a hot
insane. Killing more than 1,500 men, women, and children, a mystery has swirled around the tragedy. No one doubts that the ship collided at high speed with an iceberg off the coast of Newfoundland, but a new documentary posts that the sinking of the ship, hailed at the time as the largest ever built and praised for its professed unsinkability, may have been accelerated by a giant coal fire in its hull that appeared to have started as long as 3 weeks before it set off on its fateful journey to New York from Southampton, England. In the documentary, which broadcast on Channel 4 in Britain on New Year's Day, Senan Maloney, an Irish journalist who had spent more than 30 years researching the Titanic, contends that the fire in a three-story high bunker next to one of the ship's boiler rooms damaged its hull, helping to seal its fate long before it slammed into the iceberg.
Huh.
Right? That's really weird. Those late night conspiracy theory shows on, like, History Channel are my favorite.
Yes.
Like, what if the Civil War was actually won by ghosts because it was haunted and also Bigfoot? Those are great. And, like, these real life ones are even better because, like, the dude spent 30 years on this documentary. I couldn't imagine spending 30 years doing anything.
Yeah.
So, it's really interesting. And to think that, like, the ship was doomed from the beginning? That's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Or at least interesting.
Sucks for those guys.
Right? R.I.P. them. That's been your news on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. We'll be back with our thrilling conclusion after Stuck in Your Head by I Prevail. You've been listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM, but it's 8:50.
And that means it's nap time.
Yup. It's weird. Like, most people, they're just getting up and, like, getting ready. Maybe they've just gotten to work. Us, we're like, nah, homie, it's time to go fall asleep forever.
Yes.
Us party animals and night owls gotta go, like, hibernate or whatever.
Sleepy time.
Especially with how cold it is, man. This is perfect, like, go home, curl up.
And sleep forever.
Yup, like, cuddle up with your Emmett. Oh, man.
I want an Emmett to cuddle up with.
Thursday is obsessed with, like, knitting him clothing now.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
She's gonna start an entire, like, Emmett clothing line. And, like, she already has plans for a sweater. She tested out the scarf on him and it fits, and he actually kind of liked it.
Oh, little, like, baby bear.
It got to the point where Thursday tried to take it off of him, and he's just like, nah, man, it's cool. I'm gonna keep it on.
Please make him a onesie.
A little flap in the back.
Yes.
So he can squat and do his business.
Yes.
Oh, man. Then we gotta get Shadow in on it, too, and just sort of like...
Shadow's so floofy.
He is. I'm not sure how you'd fit that dog.
Shadow himself is made of onesies.
But, yeah, we gotta get out of here in order to do that. So, I'm not... Should we act cold? Because I'm already pretty cold.
I don't have to act.
So long.
Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye. That just sounded creepy. I'm sorry.
It really did.
Oh, baby.
Sounded like you were coming down from some stuff. Stop it.
But I did put up on our Twitter and our Facebook at TheBuzzKGRG that I'm looking for some birthday party suggestions. Like, I'm down for some Korean barbecue. I'm down for some putt-putt golf.
Let's just nap.
Nap party sounds great, too. Just a little background. It is going to be on a Sunday, so... again, that's so at the Buzz KGRG.
You gotta have time to go to church.
Ooh, girl. So, yeah, leave your suggestions, and like I said, we'll vote on our favorites. Adanik and I will just throw a weed through the weaklings, and then we'll pick our favorites, put it up for a vote, and announce our favorite on air, and depending on who suggests it, maybe we'll invite him to a party.
Oh!
That'd be fun, right?
Ah.
Sounds like a ton of fun. Again, that's at the Buzz KGRG. Let us know what I should do for my birthday this year. Until the meantime, we're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG. You've been listening to The Buzz. Catch all of our past episodes or any part of this episode on the official KGRG FM app or KGRG.com.